He, I say it was a he because his features were kind of heavy, she explained. He had rather large brown eyes, and his hair was pulled back and then twisted into a knot. He had, she paused. I immediately thought about the bones of African nations that held his hair back, and his hair was dishwater blonde. Ah, that particular color of dull brown with just enough highlights to bring it over to a passable shade of light gold, which Mother always identified rather scornfully as dishwater. There was light in my room, and I don't know where it came from because I didn't have my light on. I don't know if there were any other people in the room, although it felt like there was, she continued. This person looked straight at my eyes with no expression, change in his face. He didn't look mad or unhappy or anything like that. He had a good expression on his face. Then I realized I was holding my hands against my chest so tight that it could cause a muscle cramp. I thought, you could have a heart attack right here and no one would know it was because of the spirit. I was still looking at him and he me. He was 7.5 feet tall, taller than the people I know. And the children in our family range in the upper scale, with most of us girls being almost 6 feet tall and the boys nearer 6 feet plus inches. He wore a tunic, she went on. The shirt came down to the calves of his legs, and it was foam green. Foam green. I looked up from my writing. A soft, muted cross between turquoise and light green. It literally looks like the breakers on the ocean. Quite uncommon. Foam green is rarely seen except in summer cottons and the occasional quilt pattern. But Mother could definitely identify that particular shade of color from all her years working with fabric. And then there was another jacket to the tunic, she said. I don't know if there was a belt. It was pulled around so it met in the front and came down to his knees. It looked like it was expensive, she added. She who has sewn everything from blue denim to velvet. It had a band around the shirt and up the jacket, woven silk, its weave set aside so you wouldn't immediately notice it. All the details matched what would be called a tunic today. Expensive fabric. Silk, woven so beautifully it drew the eye to the intricate design, banded at the hem and fronts of the jacket. And Mother instinctively knew there was supposed to be a belt, for that is what was worn with them. Tunics were an ancient dress, suited to Greek and Roman times, a simple slip-on garment with no collar, whose length extended to the knees or below. A jacket, made of the same material, was usually sewn to wear over the top. Lustrous bands of a complementary color often encircled the hem of the tunic and sleeves, or as in Mother's case, set off the fronts of the jacket. He had a tablet in his hands and a pencil in his hand, she went on. He never moved, but you couldn't say he was a stick man or anything like that. He was a living, breathing person. Of that she was sure. His feet were hidden by my bed so I couldn't see his shoes, she added. I almost chuckled to think of my mother trying to peer over the side of the mattress to check out his feet. But after the glorious tunic, wouldn't you want to see the rich leather sandals with straps wrapped around his ankles? Or was he barefoot? For that is another sign of angels, that they often appear without shoes. Was Mother looking for this confirmation of him coming from heaven? He was still watching me, and I him, she said. I thought, if I can get to the telephone and call Boone to come over, and I turned and came back to my original position, and he was gone. Silence. She waited a bit, then added, the light was gone. Of course, I didn't go to sleep for about 2 hours. I just wondered why he was.